I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to ask the CLO. Our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, are you ready? CLO.
Yes.
All right. Dana in Pittsburgh writes, my husband came home in his gym clothes and said he went to the gym after work. His work shirt was in a hamper smelling like smoke and grease. He lied to me. We have been happily married for 18 years, so why has he started lying?
No, he just told you a lie. He went out with your boy's cigar, and he didn't want you to know. Well, they had a cigar. That ain't lying. He just didn't tell you where he was, because he didn't want... See, here's the part she leaving out. He didn't want the backlash. He didn't want to ask permission, which is a woman's favorite thing to do, I found. Y'all would rather ask for forgiveness than ask for permission. So, yeah. When a that's man do that though. Now, it's a lie. That don't make no sense.
But this was clearly a lie. He said he went to the gym after work.
He went to the gym. He didn't tell you he also went to smoke a cigar.
Why could he just say that? I don't get
it. Withholding information isn't a lie either.
Hell no. Hell no. That ain't no lie. Good Lord.
She said after 18 years, why has he suddenly started to lie? So she just feels like he just started doing this.
No, he didn't just start, ma'am. I'm sorry. Lying ain't nothing you pick up 18 years in a marriage. The reason y'all have been married 18 years, because he lied.
That is so sad.
You want a happy, long marriage, you got to lie? Is that what you're saying?
Let this man do like he's been doing.
Wow.
Stop tripping. She didn't find makeup on the collar. She ain't found no woman's number. He didn't tell you where he was going. We ain't got to tell you everything.
But why do you have to lie, though? That's the thing. All right.
See right here, why that's bothering you? You ain't even been these people, man. Nobody ain't gonna handle, man. People like y'all.
We're moving on to Angie in Tampa. Angie writes, my 16-year-old son told me his girlfriend's dad has a problem with his new diamond earrings. I allowed him to get his ears pierced for his 16th birthday. He's my son, so I didn't need anyone's permission. Why is he tripping over my son's earrings?
She's referring to who tripping?
Her son's girlfriend's dad is tripping because his daughter's boyfriend has earrings now. The dad is the one that's tripping.
I mean, it's your son. You can do what you want to do, like you said.
Yeah.
But as the father of his girlfriend, now you come in here with these diamonds in your ears. What's happening? And you're 16. So he can say what he want to say. You know, just like you can do like you want to do because that's your daughter. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that's your son. He can say whatever he want to say because your son dating his daughter. Mm-hmm. That's all. That's why he tripping. Because he probably wouldn't have did that to his 16-year-old boy. That's all. Mm-hmm. Y'all have a difference of opinion on how you're raising your children. You can't get mad because he don't agree.
Mm. Okay. All right. She just what she wants to know. Why is she tripping? Why is he tripping?
I wouldn't let my 16-year-old son put earrings in their ears either. So...
Okay.
Now, when they went to college, I told him, I said, don't come here with no earrings and tattoos. You in this house. Soon as my other son went to college, cool, I ain't in the house no more. Tattoos.
Tat it up.
Let's go.
All right, moving on to Romello in Dallas. Oh, I like that name, Romello. All right, Romello says, I'm sexually assaulted by an older lady when she comes to rehab for her ankle. She always brushes up against my privates or pinches my butt. And she's even said that my wife is so lucky to be getting that. It's gross. How do I politely stop her?
Why don't you just stop seeing her?
Well,
he's a physical therapist, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm booked. Don't come down here no more. I'm booked. Your old nasty, touchy feely self. We booked.
Yeah, that's kind of offensive. Not kind of, but it is.
Well, let me help you understand something too. And she look old and beat up.
Oh, goodness.
If she was young and fine, we would not be getting this letter. I'm just going to tell you that.
He says it's gross. Mm-hmm. But he wants to politely stop her. Yeah. He doesn't want her.
Well, just stop. She ain't got to be your client. Mm-hmm. Said tell somebody else. You want somebody else to work on her.
Okay.
Tell your supervisor. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable. I think it's going to bring a bad reflection on our clinic. In our department, and I would like you to sign someone else to her because I'm feeling, and here's the key word, I'm feeling uncomfortable in the workplace.
Mm. Yes. You learned that from
HR. And that's the truth. But that's the truth.
That I have to go through 6 times a year. Yeah.
Yes, you do.
All right. Great advice, CLO. All right, last one. Here we go. Juanita in Oaklawn. Juanita writes, my husband is constantly playing games on his phone and ignoring me. We went shopping and he sat there in a corner playing instead of walking around with me. How do I get his attention off the game and on me? How do I spice things up?
Yeah, he tired of you.
That's it?
Wow, Steve.
Wait a minute. A lot of men don't like to go shopping, but they will sit there.
In all honesty, you're taking a man shopping at a mall, and most men are not interested in that.
No.
So give yourself a break. It's not pay attention to you. He don't want to be at the mall shopping, so he'd rather play a game. At least he's at the mall with you.
Thank you.
And he's occupying his time by playing a game.
Right.
Go shop and enjoy your day and come back and say, I'm ready now, and then cool.
Yeah.
But you can't make a man, stop trying to make a man do something he's uncomfortable doing and he don't really want to do. If you constantly make a man do that, he gonna get sick of you in a minute.
He'll resent her, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How can I spice things up? I'm gonna tell you right now, it ain't gonna be down at that mall. You want to get it spicy? Yeah, if you want to get spicy, we're gonna have to start before we get to the mall.
Going to the house. All right, CLO, thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.